with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.
My fear was that because of the subject, it would be automatically prejudged as sleaze.
That's Seymour Shubin talking about his novel, Voices. No, the book is not sleaze, but an old-fashioned thriller in which a psychopath stalks a woman who works for a service that offers live sex talk on the telephone.
In one issue of a men's magazine, I saw 72 ads of these services that operate around the clock. Now, altogether, I've counted about 150 different numbers.
Of course, Seymour Shubin, in the course of his research for Voices, called quite a few of the numbers which offer women who verbalize their callers' sexual fantasies.
I spoke to at least 13 women, and I met two of them during the writing of the book.
And Shubin found that the women are not much different from anyone else.
They are housewives. They are college students. A good number, especially in Hollywood and California, rather, and in New York, are actresses between jobs or would-be actresses.
And Shubin says they are well-trained.
The training consists of desensitizing them to the use of these words and situations, also building up their sense of fantasy.
One of the women Seymour Shubin interviewed for Voices is not unlike the central character in his novel.
She lives with in an apartment with her teenage son, in my case it's a daughter, and one of her fears is that someone is going to trace her number.
Which is exactly what happens in Seymour Shubin's thriller about the telephone sex industry, Voices, published by Stein & Day. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.